Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, our final segment in the series on GMO technology, celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. At a recent farm conference, I heard UK entomologist Rick Besson give a very enlightening layman's overview of this process. In follow-up Q&A, he got some very pointed questions, which he says was just fine.
And it's important that we listen to everyone. I mean, everyone has a valid point of view when it comes to this. And there are, you know, a lot of people in ag that are very supportive, and there are other people in ag that are questioning some of this.
As we reported in our last segment, GMO developments like yellow rice aid internationally in a blindness prevention effort. Advancements have recently led to soybean varieties resulting in oils with no trans fats, leading to more healthy foods. But scientific scrutiny, he feels, continues to be crucial.
One thing I try and point out is that this is a new technology. It's a very, very powerful technology. We can do some tremendous things with it, but at the same time, we need to be very good stewards of this new technology, and there are a lot of responsibilities that come along with this. And it's been slow in terms of things coming to the marketplace. It takes a lot of validation research to make sure that they have the benefits that we're asking, and at the same time not causing other problematic consequences with their introduction.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Nobody in my family ever went.
There wasn't enough time.
No way I could afford it.
There are lots of reasons for not going to college, but there are even better reasons for going.
I want more from my career.
Build a safety net in a shaky economy.
Accomplish a lifelong dream.
At knowhowtogoky.org, we'll show you how to prepare for college, how to find money to pay for it, even ways to work on your degree from home. So visit knowhowtogoky.org. There's really no good reason not to. Part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
From Flavor Saver tomatoes to soybean oils with no trans fats, in its first 20 years, it's clear that genetically modified technology can have positive impact for the world. But as UK entomologist Rick Besson has pointed out, it's not a silver bullet, but it is a powerful tool that, with scientific oversight, he feels can serve us well.
I think it has a tremendous amount of potential benefit for us. I think we need to constantly question it and manage it appropriately. But as an entomologist, I wonder how we can feed a rapidly expanding world population over the next 50 years. We're already using the best land for agriculture, so we can't expand our agricultural land. We're just going to have to do a better job of increasing these yields on the land that we're using right now.
GMO technology, a work in progress. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.